Yes, our season started back in January in our preseason. We were here already in December.
We heard a lot about you coming, and I went to the extent of looking up what the word fury means in this in this application. You probably know in mythology, furies were feared women of the underworld.
Yes, that's exactly what we mean.
is that how you feel you and your teammates are regarded on the court during matches?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, there's a team that is a really young team that brings a lot of energy. It's a mix of experienced players and rookies that just finished their college career. But, yes, we just bring the heat every day and in practice and in game.
Now, speaking of college careers, you played in Arkansas, right? You went to the University of Arkansas?
Yes, I went to the University of Arkansas.
And you're originally from Puerto Rico. Is that where you began your volleyball passion?
Yes, I started playing volleyball when I was 11 years old. I did all my clubs and everything in Puerto Rico, in high school in Puerto Rico, and coming to the States was a dream of mine. I went to University of Arkansas in 2010 until 2013, and after that, 2014, I started my professional career in volleyball, which, yeah, this is my 10th year as a professional volleyball player.
Oh my goodness, that's quite a career. What other cities have you played in?
I've played around the world. Like, I played professionally in Puerto Rico, but I've also played in Spain, I've played in Kazakhstan, I played 2 years in France, a year in Greece, and then this past season I was back in Italy.
Okay, so Italy to Columbus, Ohio. Has there been a bit of culture shock for you?
I already knew the culture of, you know, the American culture since I live in Arkansas for 4 years, but for sure, yes. The European culture and our culture here is completely, completely different.
What do you miss most about being in Europe?
Oh my goodness. What I love about the European culture is, like, they're always outside with their families, eating with friends, you know, and, that is something that you see every time you go to the city center, for example. You see everyone outside walking around. The food is so fresh and amazing. I love it so much. And obviously, like, My teammates, all the teammates that I've met for the past 10 years, like, we continue to have that communication between each other. So it's always awesome to talk with them, see how they're doing, and hopefully in the future be able to visit them. And, you know, a little vacation instead of volleyball only.
Exactly. Well, as the weather continues to get warmer, I can assure you here in Central Ohio, you'll be able to eat outside soon here as well.
I cannot wait. That will be so awesome.
Now, how are you finding the crowds at Nationwide Arena when you have those home games? Is Columbus welcoming you with open arms?
Oh, my goodness, yes. The fans are the best. I love the intensity that they bring, and I know this is a new sport for the city. As a professional, you know, professional team, because I know there's a college, Ohio State, they have a volleyball team, but just having all those fans and Nationwide, they bring the heat every night, and it's pretty awesome to play in front of our home crowd.
Professional volleyball has come to Columbus. The Columbus Fury women's pro volleyball team has been playing at Nationwide Arena for their home games. Rye Santos is a team captain and setter for the Fury. You have some theme nights coming up. I know on May 4th, it's Teacher Appreciation Night at Nationwide for the Columbus Fury match. And can't forget Mom with Mother's Day coming up. There's a tribute to Mom. That's the theme of the match on May 11th. What would you say, Rye, is the biggest surprise you had about coming to live here in Columbus, Ohio?
A funny one, the weather, of course. Yes, the weather has been very interesting. But I think, yeah, just how everyone is supporting our team. And, you know, it's a brand new team here in the city. And we have felt the support from the fans and all the great things that our team are doing for, you know, welcome more people into our games because it's a pretty awesome, you know, opportunity for everyone to join us and to celebrate the growth of women's sports. And so I'll say those two things.
Absolutely. Well, we are excited to have you here. I know you're on your way to practice right now, so I don't want to keep you. But Rye Santos, we so appreciate you spending some time with us today. Best of luck out there on the court. We'll be cheering for the Columbus Fury.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Morning Juice.
This was something that the folks have wanted. You didn't know that you needed a 2-minute warning in college football until now. And you know what? The NCAA, they gave you that.
Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Affinity Whole Health.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I'm Kate Burdett, joined today by Jim Fander. He's with the Akron Rubber Ducks, and their season just got underway, as everyone's baseball season did, but they have a lot of exciting things coming up on the schedule this year, and we're going to hear all about it. Jim, thanks so much for joining us on Ohio Sports Magazine.
Thanks so much, Kate, for having me. Always a pleasure talking with you, and excited for the start of another baseball season.
Well, as president and general manager of the Akron Rubber Ducks, you are the authority on what the team is bringing to us this season. We had a lot of excitement last year. Tell me a little bit about what we can look forward to this summer.
Yeah, well, we're excited. You know, it's going to be another fun season here in Akron. You know, we play 69 home games between April and September. And we spend all offseason dreaming up how we're going to fill those games with fun promotions, great food items, you know, awesome fireworks shows after the games. And so I think we really kind of focus on the fan experience. And, you know, Cleveland has always been very good to us. We've had a lot of great players that have come through. You know, Gavin Williams was our opening day starter a year ago, and he finished the most of the year at the major league level. A lot of the guys that are on the current Guardians roster at one point or another came through Akron, really helping us win a championship in 2021. So while we don't control the play on the field, we do control the fun on the outside of the white lines of a baseball field. So always a lot of fun things, always a lot up our sleeves every year, and excited to, you know, really, you know, kind of dive into another 69 games of fun here in Akron for not only folks from Akron, for all over Northeast Ohio.
Absolutely. And it's a great point to reinforce that you are really showing off some of the rising stars in the sport. And as you just said, so many of the names on the current Cleveland Guardians roster have passed through your doors. It's really a great way, especially for families looking for that fun activity to do, for everyone to get together. It's very affordable to go to a Rubber Ducks game. And then who knows who you're going to be watching play that will be moving up to the big leagues soon.
You're exactly right. I mean, I think, you know, we're all about affordable family fun. I mean, we shout it from the rooftops here in Akron. And so we'll always have a $5 ticket price point. You know, you buy your ticket in advance, you can come in for as little as $5. You know, we have our hot dogs are $2 at every game. So I think there's always something for everybody, but you're right. You'll never know who you'll see coming through. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, with the Guardians, and we've had a lot of great players that have come through, thanks to the Cleveland organization, but sometimes it's the players that are coming in from the visiting team as well. You know, Paul Skeens most recently, number one pick of the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was here at the end of the year last year. Jackson Holliday with the Baltimore Orioles system came in when Bowie was in town. So there's always great baseball to be seen, but it is fun because I think you're looking for a fun night out. You're looking for something to do with a family that's not going to break the bank. try one of our crazy food items or see a great fireworks show or meet a famous celebrity. I think we've got all those bases covered when you're thinking about something fun to do during the best months out of the year in the spring and summer in Northeast Ohio.
Absolutely. Now, I am kind of scanning right now your promotional calendar, and something caught my eye on Saturday the 4th. The giveaway, not a bobblehead. These are bobble smokestacks. Can you tell us more about those?
Absolutely. So, yeah, coming up here very shortly on May 4th, it's going to be our Akron History Night. Don't blow your smokestack. We are going to be saluting the iconic smokestacks that were part of Akron's history as the rubber capital of the world for years and years, really for about 100 years. They stood, not too far here from where Canal Park is, maybe two blocks away. And they were part of B.F. Goodrich's tire factory. And I think what's really cool is that, you know, part of Akron's history and heritage, you know, is the rubber companies. It's the reason that my family's here. My grandfather worked for the tire companies here in Akron. It's the reason that our family put out roots here, and so many other folks in Akron have those same stories. It's why the team is called the Rubber Ducks. It kind of pays homage to really the tire industry and the rubber industry that was so prevalent. We found out about 10 years ago that the smokestacks were going to have to come down, and that was something with risk of falling. The bricks weren't secure, so the city of Akron started a project a few years ago to start removing the smokestacks. And in fact, one of the two smokestacks was actually halved in size just because it wasn't stable. And then they started the deconstruction of the other one. So now everyone can kind of take home their iconic piece of Akron history.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
I don't know what I want to do. I'm just not sure that college is right for me.
Have you considered a career in dental assisting?
I love my job as a dental assistant. I have flexible work hours, the money is good, and I get to work in a professional, people-oriented dental office. What I really love about my job is knowing that I give people a healthy smile.
For more information about becoming a dental assistant, contact your high school guidance counselor. Or if you are no longer in school, talk to a dentist in your community or visit oda.org. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
Have you lost Ohio Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Does heel pain make you hobble just getting out of bed in the morning? If heel pain is affecting your ability to exercise and meet your walking or running goals, Relief is as close as your local podiatrist. Podiatric physicians are highly trained doctors who specialize in medical and surgical treatment of the foot and ankle. Ohio Foot and Ankle podiatric physicians are available across the state and are devoted to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care.
For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Welcome back to Ohio Sports Magazine. I'm Kate Burdett, chatting with Jim Fander, president and general manager of the Akron Rubber Ducks baseball team. Jim, I understand that your May 4th game has an interesting giveaway. It's not a bobblehead necessarily, right?
We're doing bobble smokestacks, and we've done bobbleheads and we've bobble everything. But this is kind of cool, something to sit on your desk and think about, you know, kind of the history of Akron and how we got to where we are today. And a big part of that is the rubber industry. So the first 1,000 fans will come through the gates of the ballpark on May 4th. We'll get a chance to take home their very own bobble smokestack on May 4th.
Those will be much coveted, I'm sure. What a great idea. Jim Fander is president and general manager of the Akron Rubber Ducks baseball team, and he is a hometown boy who has traveled the country with the baseball business, and you just jumped at the chance to come back and run your hometown team. What does it mean to you, Jim, to be there in the pilot seat of the Akron Rubber Ducks?
Well, personally and professionally, it's an incredible experience. And, you know, I think we really see, and I talk about for myself and our owner, Ken Babby, we really see ourselves as stewards of the club. You know, we are part of, you know, we don't own the stadium. We don't own the players. But in our business, heck, sometimes we can't even control the final score that happens on the field, right? But in our business, it's really about that fan experience and that fun that people have. For me, being from Akron, you know, both personally and professionally, it's really rewarding to be a part of this. You know, when Canal Park was built in 1997 and really was the brainchild and the vision of Mayor Plaskowicz at the time to really locate the ballpark on Main Street in downtown. Most ballparks throughout the country, and I compare it to my minor league career, you know, I've been places like Spokane, Washington, Brockton, Massachusetts, Charleston, South Carolina, Port Charlotte, Florida, all over the country. And none of those ballparks in those cities are downtown. And so it was really part of the revitalization of downtown Akron, in the 70s and 80s when a lot of those rubber companies moved out and a lot of the jobs kind of went with them. Downtown Akron, you needed a facelift. It needed a refresh. And Mayor Plaskowicz thought of the Canal Park and putting it, centering it right on Main Street to be the catalyst to really bring back to life downtown Akron. And great things like Lock 3 have sprung up since then, and the bars and the restaurants and, you know, really just the life in downtown Akron has really improved because of Canal Park. So when you look back at 27 years ago, that decision, and then really that torch continues to be passed with Dan Horrigan, now to Shamus Malik, it's part of what drives folks to come downtown. And so to be just such a small part of that process is so rewarding, and it's so much fun for me personally to be able to be part of this growing up here and you know, playing baseball until they had to rip the uniform off me when they're like, okay, you're not good enough to play at a higher level. So to be around the game and to be around affordable family fun in downtown Akron, I think that means the most to me, and providing this great experience for all of our families here in Northeast Ohio to experience, have fun, come to a ball game. I mean, what's more American than grabbing a hot dog with those who mean most with you and watching a game of baseball?
I couldn't have said it better myself. And the only thing I'd add is a $2 hot dog. That's a heck of a deal. Get downtown in Akron and check out the Akron Rubber Ducks. They have a lot going on at Canal Park and around the area too. Make a day of it. Jim Fander, president and general manager of the Akron Rubber Ducks. They say that if you love your work, you don't work a day in your life. And I feel like you're definitely in that position, my friend.
I'm singing that from the rooftops. I can remember being in high school and being in some college classes, and we'd have these outside speakers that would come in and they would say exactly what you just said. You know, it never feels like work if you're doing what you love, and it doesn't. You know, I get to come to a ballpark every day. I get to see the greenest grass in the city. And I had nothing to do with it. That's our incredible groundskeeper, Chris Walsh, and his assistant, Cole Boxler. But heck, my front yard looks nothing like this. It's all brown already. But that's what's fun about it. I mean, it's an incredible business to be a part of. And I think, you know, across the board, you find something that you love to do. It doesn't feel like work. And, you know, there are a lot of long hours. You know, summer vacations are a thing of the past when you work in baseball. But you know what? When you get to provide this experience and you get to see kids' faces the first time they walk through the gates, and the oohs and the ahs and the smell of fresh cut grass or hot dogs on the grill, it just makes it all worthwhile. And, you know, certainly love what I do, but I'm so fortunate to be in this position and to be with a staff of 32 incredible full-time people that all we do is think, eat, breathe, and sleep. How can we make the rubber ducks better? Maybe just even 1% every day. And that's what drives us to be able to provide this incredible experience to folks in Northeast Ohio.
Keep up the great work, Jim. We're glad you're doing it.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Join us for Gambling Things, Fantasy Sports, Gambling Things, and most importantly, Gambling Things, Hollywood Casinos on the Money, Sunday morning at 9.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
The Fan.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is ONN.
Well, the NFL draft has the attention of the sports world this weekend. It's also an important time in college football. It's the final weekend for spring games across the country, and the spring transfer portal window is set to close this coming Wednesday, May 1st. ESPN's Paul Feinbaum joined Bo Bishop on ONN affiliate WBNS FM in Columbus earlier this week, and before they got to talking about college football, Bo asked Paul if there was a player from college football that he knew would be a success in the NFL, and a player from college he missed on going into the NFL.
I always thought Dak Prescott was better than he fared, and I believe he was third or fourth round and turned out to be pretty well. The second one, I can't help but get last year's draft out of my head, and it's Bryce Young. I was convinced he was one of the greatest college players I've ever seen. And today, and maybe it's being a little too close to the sun, living in the same city as he is, but I'm afraid that may have been a bust. I didn't like anything I saw. And despite the fact that he had a terrible cast around him, he didn't make any good decisions the entire year.
That's the hardest thing, because guys like Young, and we deal with that with a lot of kids who play, you know, here at Ohio State, where they look so good, because, and they're also in perfect situations in many instances. They're throwing to first-round picks and all of this stuff, and then they go, and that situation you're in the city you live in Charlotte is a mess. And so, like, would Bryce have been better off? How much did his circumstance dictate what he ended up being in year one?
He probably would have been better served to spend a little time backing up, as opposed to just being thrown out there with no offensive line. Yeah, I'll never get this out of my head. I'll throw in another player who I didn't think would be great, but I thought he would be better. Now, I was sitting next to Tim Tebow at the Ohio State Georgia game a year and a half ago. We were doing our show, and they were just warming up, and Tebow told me, just watch C.J. Stroud and the way he throws the ball. He said, I've never seen anyone with that kind of wrist action, with that type of zip. And it really got me. I never let that get away from me, because, I mean, this is a superb quarterback in college, watching another guy. As I watched the Panthers debate, I always had the sneaking suspicion they were making the wrong choice.
Earlier this week, a concept was pitched by former Tennessee head coach Derek Dooley for a Group of Five college football playoff. The Group of Five represents smaller Division I schools in the Mid-American, American Athletic, Sun Belt, and Mountain West conferences, as well as Conference USA. In the new expanded 12-team college football playoff, there is only one guaranteed spot for a team from the Group of Five. Paul Feinbaum says the idea makes sense, but questions the private equity money reportedly set to fund it and the messenger, Derek Dooley.
Yeah, I want to quote Don King from about 40 years ago, the famous boxing promoter who coined the phrase, only in America. Only in America can someone who has literally failed at pretty much everything he's done in the sport of college football still get a job and represent a group of people. I hope they have their own tournament because I really don't think the Group of Five has any role. And before somebody comes out of their chair and screams about the NCAA basketball tournament, not the same thing. Not the same thing about Boise State beating Oklahoma 15 ago or even Tulane beating USC. Those are one-offs. Those are outliers. The Group of Five has no shot in a 12-14 team playoff.
Also, during his appearance on ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus, ESPN's Paul Feinbaum addressed the future of the Atlantic Coast Conference, which currently has two schools suing to break their television deal with ESPN and leave the ACC, those schools being Clemson and Florida State.
I think what it's about is simple litigation 101. Is can FSU concern the ACC enough where they're afraid of a bad ruling that could blow the whole league up? And that's why they went out and picked up the scraps. And what I mean by that is SMU, California, and Stanford. They added those three in case Clemson and FSU bail. And there's a clause in their television agreement with ESPN that they have to stay above a certain number. Otherwise, it goes to a different scale. But this is not that far away from, I think, a big moment. Next February, there's a clause as well, and I think in their television agreement, that gives ESPN the opportunity to extend the deal. And if they choose not to, then I think it opens up another window. I realize this sounds like some legal class, but that's what they're hoping for. Put enough pressure on the ACC where they simply say, you guys, you can go. We don't care. As long as they can maintain the rest of the league.
Another prominent story from college football this offseason is Texas quarterback Arch Manning, who's the next in line from a prominent football family, deciding to stay at UT and serve as a backup next season to Quinn Ewers. Manning wowed fans in attendance last week for Texas's spring game, and Paul thinks it would behoove Arch to have put his name into the transfer portal.
Yeah, I'm not really sure I understand it. And, you know, listen, I've lived with the Manning family my whole life, so I understand it, and it's a great family. But I think he would have been better off going someplace else and playing. There's nothing like experience. And, you know, Quinn Ewers figured that out pretty quickly. Why am I going to sit around behind the top draft choices when I can go make a name for myself somewhere else? And I think Arch is taking a risk. I mean, yeah, if Ewers gets hurt this year, but I was in Texas recently and everybody is raving about him, but it's a spring game and these things don't matter. What matters is real experience, and he's not getting any of that.
We talked last week about Oklahoma, and you and I shared concern about their entry into the SEC. You were there this weekend. What did you make of it?
I think they're still concerned. Some of it is just the placement of Texas, because Texas, typical Texas, at the right moment after being in the wilderness for 15 years, they suddenly got a great program, and that really bugs Oklahoma. You understand that rivalry. it's all about those two. They feel good about their season. But I think 9 wins is their high side, and that's really not what I would call Oklahoma football.
That was an interview from ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus between ESPN's Paul Feinbaum and Bo Bishop. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Eric Reeser.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Rothman and Ice.
Hey, the guy can play ball, he can play ball. Let's get him on the team. Yeah. Let's forget about all the other stuff. Driving the motorcycle on the field, smoking, drinking, doing what he wants. Guy can play ball, let's get him on the squad.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time to discuss Cincinnati Reds baseball and hear from Jeff Carr of Locked On Reds with our Paul Keels.
What's our weekly chance to talk with one of the co-hosts of the Locked On Reds podcast? We get a chance to speak with Jeff Carr, and we encourage you to check out that podcast if you've not done it previously. Listening to some of your podcasts during the week, Jeff, want to cover some of the subjects that you covered, starting with Hunter Green. What do you make of what's gone on with Hunter Green?
Yeah, it feels like he's taking kind of a step forward. I mean, his most recent start, 7 innings, 99 pitches, that's exactly what we're looking for. You'd like, you know, fewer runs on the scoreboard, 4 runs. Kind of feels like a manageable amount, though, if this lineup were clicking on all cylinders. The problem was he was going up against Ranger Suarez, who was clicking on all cylinders. And quite frankly, had he not pitched a complete game shutout against the Rockies in his previous outing, I wonder if they would have left him in to pitch a complete game against the Reds, because he was trending in that direction. But Hunter Green was working his fastball command really, really well. And I know that the big topic with him has been the secondary pitch, or the third pitch even. I really think that it begins with the fastball command. And we've seen it come and go over his couple of years in the major leagues. And really, it's the games that it's on point that he is dominant. And if he can get that to be a consistent thing, I think that is really when he begins to unlock the third pitch. That's why, you know, my co-host Steve, he's like, man, I really need to see more from the splitter, more from the curveball, more from that third pitch. But I think until Hunter Green gets, you know, consistent command and trust of old number one, he's not worried about 2 or 3 quite as much.
Yeah, I understand. On the subject of pitching, and something that you talked about this week, how manager David Bell kind of changed his spots a little bit, especially when it came to Andrew Abbott's most recent start. What do you make of David kind of going a little earlier to the hook than maybe he has in the past?
Yeah, we've been a little bit critical of him to begin the season. First couple of weeks, it felt like he was letting guys work through stuff to the detriment of the team, to the detriment of a particular game. I can point to a couple of circumstances where it felt like he was just forcing the issue, trying to get the guy through the fifth inning, trying to get, you know, a few more batters out of him when it was very clear that the starter just didn't have it. And in some cases, he was also doing that with relief pitchers. But it felt like Tuesday night there was a shift. Andrew Abbott was laboring. I mean, he kept the scoreboard clean, so when you look at the box score, you're going to say, well, how was he laboring through a shutout? But what he was really doing was he was throwing a lot of pitches, he walked a lot of guys, and in the fifth inning, and he was giving up a lot of hard contact, and then in the fifth inning, he walks the bases loaded before he even gets an out. And so then he's able to get Schwarber out for a strikeout, but I think at that point, David Bell was like, that's it, that's all he's got, and I've got a bullpen I can trust, namely the dude with the best pitch in the Major League Baseball right now, and Fernando Cruz, and that splitter. Like, nobody's touched it. He's thrown it a bunch this year. He's literally not given up a hit. He gets swings and misses on over 3/4 of the time he throws it. So that's an amazing thing, an amazing development from David Bell to see that he understands there's so much talent in this bullpen. He doesn't have to force the issue if the guy who's currently on the mound just isn't throwing his best stuff up there.
You know, on that subject, Jeff, you mentioned Fernando Cruz. Has his command of that splitter been his biggest advancement from last year to this?
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's been some times where you see guys swinging foolishly at it and it breaks outside the zone. He's done a great job of kind of tunneling it with his fastball, where a hitter really doesn't know which one it is that's coming at him. There's been a couple of times he's got a strike three called looking on the fastball because the hitter at the plate believes that the splitter's coming and believes that the bottom's going to fall out from underneath of it. But there's also been times where he drops it into the bottom of the zone. Hitters think it's going to fall out the bottom, but he keeps it just inside the zone and he gets the call from the umpire. And then, I mean, anybody that swings at that thing right now, there's no chance whatsoever. I mean, he's not even the underlying numbers of it all, to not go into each and every one of them, point to the fact that he's not even getting lucky with the fact that he hasn't given up a hit. He should maybe have given up one hit more than he has. It's just fantastic to see great command, great control. Other hitters know what's coming, and they can't do anything about it. It's phenomenal to watch.
It certainly is. Jeff Carr from the Locked On Reds podcast. Always appreciate your time, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Go Reds.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
We plant trees because people need trees, and when planted in the right place, they have great impact. Trees help slow climate change, filter our air and water, foster biodiversity, and strengthen our communities. They create the kind of transformational change the world needs now. April is a month filled with opportunities to care for and plant trees. For planting resources, contact an Ohio ISA-certified arborist who can help you learn how to take the best care of your trees. Visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees, the number 4ohio.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
I don't know what I want to do. I'm just not sure that college is right for me. Have you considered a career in dental assisting? I love my job as a dental assistant. I have flexible work hours, the money is good, and I get to work in a professional, people-oriented dental office. What I really love about my job is knowing that I give people a healthy smile.
For more information about becoming a dental assistant, contact your high school guidance counselor. Or if you are no longer in school, talk to a dentist in your community or visit oda.org. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
Have you lost Ohio Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Does heel pain make you hobble just getting out of bed in the morning? If heel pain is affecting your ability to exercise and meet your walking or running goals, Relief is as close as your local podiatrist. Podiatric physicians are highly trained doctors who specialize in medical and surgical treatment of the foot and ankle. Ohio Foot and Ankle podiatric physicians are available across the state and are devoted to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care.
For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time now to get some highlights from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show with Jay Crawford. Here's producer Bodie Wells to set the scene.
Thanks, Kate. The Cleveland Guardians are off to a great start in 2024, and a big reason why has been the bat of Josh Naylor. On the show this week, the guys debated if he has become the best hitter on the team, surpassing Jose Ramirez.
Has Josh Naylor surpassed Jose Ramirez as the most dangerous bat in the Guardians lineup?
Yes.
Really?
There's no doubt. Now, and Zach and I actually talked about this in the Ultimate Guardian show yesterday. Jose Ramirez is still the better all-around player because he's a better base runner and he's a good defender, whereas Josh Naylor is not a good defender. But if you ask me who's been the better hitter for the last calendar year, it was Josh Naylor, if you remember, got off to a bad start last season in April. Hmm. But since May of last year, Jason, Josh Naylor's been a way better hitter than Jose Ramirez. Hmm. And he's more dangerous at the plate. He has more ribbies, that's one thing. But he also, if you look at two-out RBIs, I think he's 12th in all of baseball in two-out RBIs. Now, it's early. But this guy, who's had, who has not been able to play a full season, that's the one flaw in his game the last few years. If he plays a full season this year, I believe he can hit 30 home runs, and I think he'll have over 50 extra base hits. And I do believe that not just based on the first 20-something games they've played this year, but I believe going back to May of last year, Josh Naylor is the best hitter on the Guardians. And this is from someone who never thought he would hit lefties.
Yeah.
That's how far I've come.
He's hit two home runs off lefties in the last week that I've seen, maybe more. But
lefty, he went from being unplayable, in my opinion, against lefties, and now since May of last year, been excellent against lefties.
I do remember.
He didn't go from terrible to okay. He went from terrible to good.
Oh, Bull and I went round and round last year
on his lefties. Yeah.
And I thought that we would come to the same conclusion.
Yes.
Like, I was kind of on your side, but just said, you got to give him more time.
And you were right. And he turned it around in a big time way. So, are you with me or no?
I know it's hard, isn't it?
It feels so prisoner of the moment to say that, because Jose's a switch hitter, so I give him. But Josh has pounded lefties at times lately. Mm-hmm. I think I still need to. I'm not convinced to go there. I know the numbers right now. Yes, you're right, but it's still early. Jose's going to get hot. I have a heart, but you make a compelling case.
Yeah,
I'm really torn on this. Like, I can't definitively say one way or the other. I know that's a cop out. That point,
let me ask you this.
Yeah,
for this question,
Are
you today, like as of to like, are we going out there today?
If you ask
the game
me,
is on the line, I got to pick my hitter.
I want Josh Naylor.
Yes.
If it's two outs, bottom of the ninth, and I'm down a run, and I got a runner on base,
I want Josh Naylor at the plate right now.
That's crazy. I never thought that I would say that.
Which is, if you told me this a year ago, I would have said, no, you know, not that he would have been that far down the list on this team,
right?
But there's no way I would have set him over Jose Ramirez a year ago. Right now,
I got a gut feeling that Jose just gonna turn up at some point.
Yeah, I think he will.
I'm not saying he's
getting older.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Jose is shot.
Right. No.
It's more a compliment to Jose.
It's all about Josh, not really about Ramirez at this point.
Yeah.
Yes, there's been, over the last calendar year, a little decline in Ramirez's game, but it's been more about Josh Naylor probably should have been an all-star last year.
Yes.
At worst, he was borderline.
Yes.
And so far, it's way early. He's well on his way to being an all-star this year.
Did they offer him a contract or they never did?
Okay, well, that's the next part of this conversation, Jason. And I think we've talked about this, and Zach and I talked about this yesterday, that the suggestion is that it's a five-year, $55 million deal. Now, to me, that's a no-brainer if I'm the Guardians. Even if, first of all, the Guardians are in a unique position with Josh Naylor, because he's not the type of, as good as he is, he's not the type of player that's going to get a huge contract, because he's really a DH. And DHs, even though he's young, or youngish, don't get big money, generally. He has flaws as a player. He's not very good defensively. He's not a terrible base runner, but he's not a base stealer, and he's not a great base runner. But the man hits in big spots.
Yeah.
And he's just a good hitter. And now that he's shown you for a year he can hit lefties, I would sign him to an extension. And if I can get, even if I've got to pay more than 55, even if it's, let's say, $13 million a year, which is what, 65? 5 to 65.
Yeah,
65.
Right.
I would do it, Jason. I believe if they sign him to a five-year deal, I think he turns 28 in the middle of the season. So in theory, it's his age 28, 29, 30, 31, 32 seasons. Even if he's in a decline those last 2 years at 31 and 32, I think you'd get more than $13 million a year worth of value the next 3 years, that I would do it. I think he is an important part of this team. He's a leader. He's a freaking animal out there. He gives them momentum and energy. You know he wants to play with his brother. I think if the Guardians make him a reasonable extension offer, I believe he will sign it. And they should. They should absolutely not move on from Josh Naylor, even though it has some risks, because he's been injury prone and his body type doesn't lend to a guy who's going to be good for into his 30s too long.
To catch the full breakdown, just search for the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and enjoy their daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine show here on the Ohio News Network.
Bobby Carpenter once sold workout equipment on QVC Canada.
There's no joke here. That actually happened.
Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekday starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition.
In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
That's all for this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Thank you so much to this week's guests, Rye Santos with the Columbus Fury professional volleyball team, and Jim Fander, president and general manager of the Akron Rubber Ducks. Thanks to all of our Locked On podcast contributors as well. For Bodie Wells, Eric Reeser, and Paul Keels, I'm Kate Burdett. Thanks for listening to Ohio Sports Magazine. Join us next week here on the Ohio News Network.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD.